Once upon a time, there was a sweet boy called Peter Potter, who lived alone in a very isolated place in the country. The name of this small village was Mondwards. Peter had a dream. An elf of the forest had once told him about the existence of a fascinating, amazing, and mysterious city on a hill, far from Mondwards, which could be only seen on very bright, sunny days. He was always dreaming about that magic town, and he was longing for the moment he could see it. But he felt he was not brave enough to start the journey, and he spent days and days imagining what the city looked like. One day, while he was wandering through the woods, he met the fairy godmother. She looked so beautiful in her glittering and shining golden dress. "What are you doing here? It seems to me you're a bit thoughtful. What are you thinking about? Are you away with the fairies? In that case, you've just found one. Here I am, all for you. Your wishes will come true, out of the blue. Just speak to me and you'll be free." Peter was stuck for words. He could hardly say, "I wish I could visit the magic city I was told about, but as you can see, I'm a poor little boy. How could I get there?" She went on smiling and replied, "I'm here to help you. If you really want to reach the city, keep this pouch with you and start walking. But remember, I warn you, never, never open it." Peter was so happy that he wanted to kiss and hug his fairy godmother, but she suddenly disappeared. He packed his few things that he had, put the pouch in his cricket pocket and in his jacket, and left. He walked and walked for miles, crossing rivers, fields and plains. He was so excited, he even forgot to eat. After some hours, he realized that he was starving and he had nothing to eat. His stomach really ached. Peter started to miss his house. He just wanted to go back home. He was sad. He started crying and looked for the hanky, but he found the pouch. Yes, the pouch. It was warm and soft. He stroked it and realized there was plenty of mushrooms around him. Not only mushrooms, but also strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. How delicious they were! He immediately felt better and more confident. He went on walking until nightfall. Everything was so dark and cold.